Wake up and smell the podcast, the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, that is. That's the title.
Hello, do you like the word content? Then pop down your pen and pop down your pants.
Each episode we have a guest with a problem and we get to the heart of it. Or do we mean arse of it?
I'm Claire Cares. Did someone say Reiki Angel Level 3? No, well I've got a direct hotline to Archangel Michael.
And I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, a man of medicine, logic and a lovely high school photo.
So sit back, relax and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
Teach me. Allow me to be taught.
Now let me just surround you with angels so you feel a bit lighter.
Make some buttons and make the buttons so they don't fit anything that you want.
I've run out of talcum powder. Happy now?
And you'll need them, of course, when you go abroad.
Train spotting. Was that triggering for you?
She's 85. She's in the ocean.
It turns out my lungs are absolutely fine. It's my personality. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the show. That rhymes, but still time to not.
Doctor, doctor, I feel like asleep. Oh, that's very bad. I said sleep, not sheep. I'm snored of you. Goodbye. It's me, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
And it's me, Claire Cares. And today we've got special guest...
Captain Nigel Bilkebiff.
Hello, Nigel.
Can An honour to be with the captain.
Thanks for having me on board, guys.
Can I call you Nigel or Nigel?
Prefer Cap.
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 Cap. That's what the guys call me in the unit.
Very casual. Cap, isn't it?
Cap, yeah. No, so you get to know me, I'm more of a cap.
A nightcap or...
Don't mind a nightcap. I can tell you know, some of the nightmares.
Yes.
Well, I'll have some.
You enjoy the nightmares, do you, Cap?
I do, actually. I enjoy the nightmares. A lot of guys get a bit wussy about that. PTSD and all that. You've got to make it work for you.
So have you been you've been in the field, shooting, killing?
I've been in a lot of fields, shooting, killing livestock.
Oh.
Pigs, that's how we trained.
Pigs?
Pigs are harder to hit if they're muddy. Blend in.
Is that what you always wanted to do, Cap? You
always wanted to kill. Yeah. As a child, I killed monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And mice, and you know, just love to kill.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up all over the place, actually.
Mm.
Bit of time. I was born in Reykjavik.
Do they have monkeys?
The Bilkebiffs. We were there.
The land of ice.
Working the airport at Reykjavik. Mm. Father was a loader. Loaded the planes on the route to Europe.
Was he loaded?
And not at all. Not at that point. We made our money a bit later. So we lived there, and then at about three, moved with Uncle Bill Kebeth and moved to Alabama. Lived over there for a while and joined the U.S. Marines. I was in the U.S. Marine Corps for a while, and then moved to England. Joined the Royal Army.
Beautiful.
Which is a subsidiary of the army.
And when was you first required to kill a pig?
First time was probably on the hill. It was a ritual in Reykjavik amongst the Viking peoples. As soon as a child was four.
Is it Viking? I always thought it was Viking. Did you think that, Claire?
No, I did think Viking. I went with Viking.
Two against one, we'll go
actually,
with Viking.
Wicking, actually.
Wicking.
They say wicking. They pronounce the V with a W, interestingly. And speech impediment. That's they've isolated the genome.
They've all got
of the all the people of the Norse countries
right.
have a specific gene that impediments their speech.
Mm.
Yeah,
and they love.
I've got a bit of it myself, actually.
Can't tell.
No. I trained actually in the army to say V's. And you heard the hesitation there.
Yeah.
V's. Oh God! Now that I'm thinking about it, I can't fucking.
And,
sorry to swear.
Can we just go back to
say fucking. Well, you can't, I suppose, can you?
No.
Fucking.
Bucking.
Butt fucking. There's a bit of that in the army, I can tell you.
It was a lot of banter, was it, in the army?
Oh, bloody hell, yeah. That was one of the things that hurt my feelings the most. That was the hardest thing to get used to, some of the cruel conversations between the guys, the lads. Oh, and the ladies now.
Is it, was it sort of your mother jokes, things like that? Like your
plenty about your mother. It's almost as if they knew her. They were very specific about my mother's sex life, my mother's shape,
right?
Her intentions towards me.
So is she a big
very heartful?
So is she a big fat slut that likes some?
I wouldn't say that at all.
Who is your mother,
but
by the way?
She was. She had her boyfriends, sure, but so did Mr. Bilkebiff.
Do you know Bilkebiff?
And they didn't make fun of my dad.
No, and I
should have done.
I think
fucking
she's
arsehole.
Sexually free, you know, sexually liberated.
At
is
that time
word
in Reykjavik, it was cultural.
You
were encouraged. You killed a pig, and then after that, you got promiscuous.
What's your mother's name?
Sandy.
Sandy? Sandy Bilkebiff?
Sandy Bilkebiff. Of course, she took the name Bilkebiff.
I've heard of her.
She used to be Sandy... Sandy... she's Rogers.
Is she Sandy by name and Sandy by nature?
Thank you, Claire.
Very, very Sandy. Quite a sandy person, actually.
She loves the beach. And that's,
loved
and that's
beach,
where you'll
got
get
a lot
from.
Of sand. And in fact, when I was born, I came out with a bit of sand on me.
Right, so she'd been at the beach.
That's why I enjoyed that film Stand By Me, because it used to remind me of sand on me.
Mm.
And I used to cry.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Jingly, jingly, listen.
How young was you, Nigel?
How young was?
When you killed a pig.
First time, four.
Four.
Four, 4 years old.
Gosh,
killed
so you
pig.
And a
Monty
pig. You and a pig,
Monty.
Eye to eye, battle to battle.
I would love to sit here and say there was a battle, but, you know, to my shame, that pig was just stood there eating. Eating his chop. I just fed him, and my father passed me the AK-47.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in my hand, and I thought, gosh, this is a bit big.
Mm.
And the pig was eating. He looked up, and of course, I had his truss, so he just kind of grunted and looked at me as not as if to say, he was actually saying, thanks, you know, thanks for the chop.
Mm. Yeah.
And he didn't even give me the command. I just pulled the trigger. It's instinctual amongst people. When you get a gun in your hand, you pull the trigger.
It's funny because
and
a pig
blah, 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 about four rounds. And they were hollow-tipped. I don't know if you know about the hollow-tipped rounds. They blew a larger hole in the back of the pig than how they entered. Disgusting.
Oh, dear.
Hardly. And then, of course, we ate him and didn't think anything weird about that.
I'm triggered.
Are you triggered, Claire? Why are you triggered?
Because a pig has got the same intelligence as a five-year-old boy. So the pig was smarter than you. And yet he couldn't fight... You know, he couldn't recognize a gun in his
face. He couldn't work out what the hell was that gun. But if we had to put shapes inside of other shapes, squares, circles, you know, one of those little toys, he beat me every time.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, and they're very good at coloring in.
Knots and crosses. We would get ink on his hoof and my knuckles.
Mm.
We'd play knots and crosses.
You'd
never won.
Together. You'd play together.
Of course, none of that came into my mind when I was...
Shooting him
there.
Mm. Sorry, was it a him or was it a her?
It was a guy.
Right.
Guy pig, but at that age, testicles, penis, vagina, doesn't matter.
Distraction. You're distracting us, okay, Nigel?
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Moments
ago,
you talked about feeling a little bit vulnerable when you were with the troops and they were a bit cruel to you. And then you started talking about when you were killing a pig. You took a moment where you were vulnerable and you started talking about a moment where you were in charge.
Well, to be fair, I thought the moment that made me vulnerable was the killing of the pig. You see, that's the route I went down. that's the thing that softened me up.
Well, you may think one thing about yourself, and let me tell you, Dr. Benjamin Jones has got eyes in the back of his head.
Well, that's why I'm here. You know, nobody else got to the bottom of this.
You think you can trail things back, but let me tell you, Dr. Benjamin Jones sometimes knows yourself better than you do.
And I've heard that, and that's exactly why I'm here, is because of that. And they didn't warn me, they just said, you know, heads up, this guy, you think he doesn't, you know, you think you're holding back and he's not getting it, he'll surprise you. That's why he's who he is. Dr. BJ,
what are you thinking, and should we do some psychology?
What I'm thinking is this. Nigel, when things get cruel, who do you call?
Lonely
little Nigel, no one to call his friend.
Oh, I suppose that's who I call upon.
No one wants to be friends with the pig killer.
No, but in Alabama, they all did.
But when was Alabama? It was a long time ago.
It was after the pig.
Yeah, it was after the pig, but still a long time ago.
And that was when I joined the Marine Corps.
If we could all live in Alabama, I don't think we'd have so many problems, but we don't. And that's time to face the now.
The banter in the Marine Corps wasn't as strong as it got when I joined the British Army.
And you mentioned another thing that I picked up on. Now, this could be nothing, but I think you mentioned anal rape. Now, do you think that's...
butt sex, I called it. I didn't call it rape.
It was consensual.
Well, I mean, as consensual as it can be for a pig.
Ah, Dr. Benjamin Jones, I think what he's insinuating here...
Oh, hang on. No. I won't have that. No, that...
Did you, and I, excuse my language.
I saw it
excuse
happen.
Excuse my language, but did you copulate with a pig before killing it?
No.
I'll ask you again.
No, but the pig.
I'll ask you
the
again.
The pig was having an affair.
with, would you like to say?
With another pig.
Ah.
With a boar.
That's nature. That's just nature.
Well, I don't know. Boar and a man pig. Boar and a man.
It's taking what it wants, and I...
Well, I think a pig in human years, 7 years to one, isn't it? Like a dog.
Mm.
So if he's five, that's seven times five, isn't
he's
it?
Not,
that's
he's
35.
Not.
So that's fine, then. And the boar was 12, so that's... Bloody hell, that was an 80-year-old having an affair with a 35... I guess that's all right. It's a bit weird, but we live next to the boars,
right?
And they used to live amongst the people. It's the largest minority in Iceland is the pigs.
But the boar was happy to put out, I presume. The boar, you know, the
well, they were in love.
Yeah,
clearly in love. And
then what was the boar's reaction when you shot the other one in the face?
He wasn't there.
Ah,
but I knew someone had told him because there was. Couple of days later, I was tucking into a hot dog, and I heard this. No!
The doctor will see you now.
I used to live next door to some boars.
Did you?
Yeah, Mary and Clive. They were very tall. They used to have a shop at that special shop where you had to buy tall clothes.
Oh, Long Tall Sally.
Yes, very noisy children. Can I ask you a question now that I want to get to sort of the bottom of your mentality?
I love it when he takes charge.
And nobody's going to ask me about war or anything like that.
I'm not going to ask you about war, not yet.
Wars and, no.
I don't like war.
If you had the choice between a battered sausage or a pig in blankets, what would you go for?
Do you want him to repeat the
same
question?
Price.
Do you want
battered
him to repeat
sausage.
The question?
Sorry?
Do you want him to repeat the question?
Yeah, repeat that for me.
So you've got a choice of...
This is to eat?
Well, this is to have. You can do what you want with it. A battered sausage. Sausage in batter.
Mm.
Or pig in blankets.
Pig in blanket every time.
That is interesting.
It's the taste. I think sausage in batter. Poor quality sausage, if I ask.
What that's telling me.
Poor quality sausage.
What that's telling me, Cap, is that you... You've been forced to kill these piggies, but actually what you want to do is you want to cradle them, you want to put them in blankets, you want to comfort them, you want to say sorry.
By God, I think that feels like a
them.
Absolute breakthrough.
You talked about being vulnerable.
I really do. I love
you killed that pig.
I feel like I'd like to just put a blanket on them.
Yeah.
And keep them warm.
Yeah.
And not just any old blanket, a bulletproof blanket. Stop the bullets entering that pig.
Yeah.
To stop, and in a way, maybe stop that boar entering the pig.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
Double it up.
Keep it
safe.
Keep it safe and keep it virgin.
He's too young to be dating an older boar.
My favourite kind of pig is a virgin pig, and I'll say that straight off the bat.
No, it shouldn't be date. So, I mean, the lesson is you're a young pig. Date within your age group.
Date within your species, and I don't.
Species
and I don't.
Number
and
one.
I don't. I only mean that in the animal. I don't think.
Do you know what, guys? What's been great about coming here is sometimes I don't mention the time with the pigs because people always take it to that place where they're like, oh, you fucked the pig.
No, I don't think you did.
No, I didn't fuck the pig, but it doesn't mean that trauma can't happen. Yeah. Around a pig.
Osmosis.
Why should it always be the human has sex with the pig and vice versa?
It shouldn't. In no circumstances should it be.
Some terrible things are going to happen near pigs.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Daddy!
I don't want to wash your hair. Daddy. Who made you shoot the pig in the first place? You're 4 years of age.
Daddy. This is my father. Mm-hmm. Of course, my father. He put the AK-47 into my hand, and who was controlling him? I don't know.
Did you want to do it?
No, not at all. No, but in fact, I don't know if I didn't want to or wanted to. It was neither. Mm. You know, it was just there. You put a gun into someone's hands, instinct, click,
but it was
almost like an accident.
But do you think you were trying to impress your father? Was he trying to make a man of you? I'm not putting words into your mouth, or did he?
You know, actually, this has really stimulated a thought.
Okay.
I think he might have just been passing me the gun to hold.
Ah.
Near the pig.
This is deep.
So... where were we? We were in the garage in Iceland. He was stood on a bench. He was passing me things down to put in a box. I believe he must have been taking the things. So he was... my God, we were cleaning out the garage.
Cap.
And he passed me an AK-47. And I fired at the bloody pig who had been living in the garage.
Cap. You cannot blame yourself for this. You're a boy. He's holding a fully loaded gun to a four-year-old boy.
That's it! Bastard!
Where?
And I've lived with it.
Where's Daddy now? Is he living?
No. No.
When did he die?
I was just thinking we lost touch a while ago and I couldn't remember. And no, he died in...
how?
He died... skydiving.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
He had a heart attack.
Are you sure he definitely did pass away? Because sometimes dads pretend to be dead and they're actually not, just to sever the
bloody
contact.
Hell.
Was he running?
I mean, I did. I was at Euro Disney one time and I saw a guy who looked exactly like him.
Mm-hmm. Did he love Euro
Sounded
Disney?
Sounded like him, looked like him.
Did he love Euro Disney when he was alive?
He looked at me and said, oh, bloody hell, there's my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, all of that's coincidence.
Yeah, there were a lot of clues there.
He had a bunch of new kids.
Yeah.
I was 40. He's very old then. So maybe not. Bloody.
How did you feel when you saw that man in the park? In the Euro Disney park?
Empty.
Mm. Empty of bullets?
I felt... Do you know, the first thing I did after that was I went on Space Mountain. What does that mean?
It's a lovely ride.
That means you're trying to escape Earth. Why are you trying to escape Earth?
And I went on the ride with what's he called? Buzz Lightyear.
Again, you want
Guns
to be in space.
Shoot space.
You don't want to be here on Earth. Why is that? How do you feel
I
about
hate
Earth?
I hate Earth. That's my secret that I carry around with me. I've never liked Earth. And everybody loves Earth, don't they? Oh, the Earth, save the Earth. And I've been quiet for too flipping long while everyone loves Earth. I'm sorry. I don't like it.
Cap, have you ever been to Centre Parks?
Centre Parks?
It's on the Earth and it's a lovely weekend.
Too much Earth.
Right, right. Mm. I just thought that
Oh, no, sorry. I thought you were speaking about the... Eden Centre.
No, but
I can't even say it.
But that you don't like
Eden Centre.
Oh, it's a lovely day
like
out.
Earth inside of Earth. It's double Earth.
Cap, have you ever heard of Celine Dion? My Love Will Go On. It's a pop song.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Could you remind us a bit of that?
I think you're talking about My Heart Will Go On, aren't you?
Yes.
How does it go?
Near, far, wherever you are.
Yeah.
My heart will go on.
Yes.
The thing about the Earth is people keep banging on about it. And they want to save it.
I think you're right to ignore what Claire was talking about. Was that going anywhere, Claire? Should we just move on?
I thought I am. Sometimes when I feel a bit blue, I put Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On. And I just thought it was an alternative therapy that he might get a lot out from.
Why is your bottom so dirty?
Solve it with a tablet.
Or hug a tree.
The Earth has taken too many good people. When a person falls out of the sky,
like Daddy,
and the parachute doesn't open, and they hit the ground and they die, who do we blame? Oh, the parachute. What about the Earth? I mean, it's the Earth that's killed him.
If the Earth wasn't there...
It's not the fall.
But if the Earth wasn't there, where would he be?
Alive with a sun in space. Probably. Floating around like that giant baby in that thing.
It seems to me, Cap, that you want to escape Earth because you associate it with murder and death.
That's right. Quite a few people enjoy the sea.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the families who've lost loved ones in the sea, who've died and been swallowed up and drowned by the sea? How could you go back to the sea and love it?
What about a sort of happy medium living on a river?
Rivers have killed a good few.
Mm.
Especially the falls, they're the worst.
And River Phoenix is dead, of course. Coincidence?
River Bloody Phoenix, I was there for that.
Claire Kerr's still here broadcasting for you.
Here's what I think. Ooh. I think when you were 4 years old, you... for some reason, you killed a pig. I don't think it was your choice. I'm not sure if it was an accident, but it happened. And I think ever since then, you've had a very unhealthy relationship with death.
And pigs.
Your father, who you don't seem to have had a very strong relationship with, has also, I've also witnessed his death falling from the sky, hitting Earth.
Mm.
You think you hate the Earth because you associate it so much with death. But what if... I said the word, the number, 18 to you.
Mm.
How would you feel about that? 18.
18.
I'm not sure how I should feel about
Captain, 18 is the number of astronauts that have died in space.
Wow.
You need to accept that death is a reality, yeah. Not just on Earth, but in life.
18, that's all. 18 people
but
have died
think how
in
many
space.
People, but statistically...
And versus...
Yes, but
you
only...
Know, a significant amount
how many,
more.
How many people do you know that have died?
I didn't come out here waving the flag for space. Ooh, Cap, I love space. Cap, I'm not a big space
only
fan either.
Only 30 people have been up in space. So actually that's over half, probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just a statistic I made up.
Thank you, Claire.
It feels
Thank
right.
You.
Yeah, it does feel right, doesn't it?
If that's what your instincts tell
my instincts are telling me.
That's life. One thing I used to live by with my men, is if your instinct tells you, it's probably right.
Yeah.
It could be wrong, but we'll think about that after.
Where there's life, there's death.
Yes.
See, if I hadn't thought of it that way.
Where there's love, there's
before.
Fear. Where there's gold, there's non-gold.
Hang on. So where there's life, there's death. I mean, I guess that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And because when you're in war, in a battle, and you're killing some guys, they were alive before you killed them. Otherwise, they wouldn't have killed them, I guess.
And then there's death. And do you know what I think is going to make you feel better about this, if I may?
This is
just one life. You've got so many lives to lead because of past lives and regression. I know it's true, okay? Because I was a sunflower in a past life. So if it's not true, then sue me, God, because it actually is. Mm-hmm. So you've got the next lifetime and the next lifetime and the next lifetime. And hopefully you won't get a little piggy in the next one.
So yeah. Let's say it's my next life.
Mm-hmm.
We're in cleaning the garage, new dad, maybe a slightly... more handsome dad. Anyway, he's passing me stuff. He's passing me his rifle he used when he ran with Che Guevara.
Yes.
And he passes it down. I'm not just going to squeeze it. I'm just going to go, I think I might hold that upside down.
Put the safety lock on.
Safety lock. Bloody hell, that's a lesson.
Or shoot yourself in the face and start again. You might be a little swan or something. Options are there.
Yeah, right. Difficult. I think... The only problem with that is spinning it around. It's a bit too long of a rifle for a 5-year-old to shoot themselves in the face.
Mm.
What? Often when you shoot yourself in the face and you're that size, it's got to be a handgun. Mm.
Good knowledge. Good to know. Mm. Thank you. Any listeners that are wanting to shoot themselves in the face?
Please don't.
Use a handgun if you're going to do it.
Oh, I was going with the please don't.
Or please don't. Mm. Now, Claire's obviously given you some spiritual advice there, talked about the afterlife and how you could come back. You can take that on board if you like. What I would like to say, though, is I deal with things in a much more psychology way.
Sorry, I had
mentality way. And what I can say to you is that what we've learned about this pig is that it was 5 years of age. You were 4 years of age. And
yes.
Pigs are more intelligent.
At five, because actually he was 35.
So that pig was more intelligent than you when it died. Do you know why the pig didn't run? Because I do. I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
And this is going to make you feel a lot better.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
That pig was suicidal.
Oh.
Bloody hell.
God.
You didn't murder
a pig. My
yeah.
God, that. Of course.
Does that make you feel better?
Wonderful. So
you helped
He
the pig.
Was depressed
yes.
because he's so smart and he's thinking, Christ, what a life this is. I'm 35 years old. I have a horrible relationship with an 89-year-old boar,
mm-hmm.
who's actually a boar as well.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. I didn't know him. And, you know, I feel bad about it. I'm not even gay. But yet, I'm loving this boar.
Well,
I feel taken advantage. So he's thinking all these things.
Mm.
And he just looks up at me. He's eating his chop. He's going, yeah, short's good. And he just looks at me and he thinks, oh, that bloody bugger pulls the trigger.
Do you know how?
And I did.
Do you know how I know this, Captain? Because actually, what Claire said a minute ago actually rings true with me. There are past lives and there are future lives.
Mm.
I know the pig was depressed because I was the pig. And I remember the lamb chop.
I just about spit my coffee out. Bloody hell, wow. That was you.
Wasn't expecting
I never,
that. Do you know what? Sometimes when I'm doing this podcast, I think to myself, I'm looking at a bloody pig when I look over at the table.
It's
know
a
what?
Miracle.
Sure as fire.
What
I am.
A bloody miracle.
So I'd like to say thank you, Captain.
Well, bloody hell. But, put her there, pal. You're welcome. You really are welcome.
And what,
did it... This is...
You've helped the world because that little pig came back as Dr. Benjamin Jones.
A doctor.
And you've helped so many people. You were because you weren't helping anyone when you were a pig.
Exactly.
And that, I mean, was I right about the boar? Like, how was that relationship? What was happening there?
Yes, I didn't... The boar was the only thing that kept me going.
Really? Yeah. So you did love each other?
Yeah, yeah, I loved the boar, but also it was getting boring.
Yes.
Tell you this. I don't know if this helps you, makes you feel any better, but when he was told of your death, he cried out. Mm-hmm. And they heard him all, the entire island of Iceland heard him.
Mm. That actually makes me feel a lot better.
Well, it makes very, me feel very sad. It makes me feel sad.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Is this a jingle?
Okay, so final thoughts. Dr. Benjamin Jones, a question for you. Yeah, unusual. Okay. How do you feel now about pork chops in this lifetime?
Yes. I still nibble away at a pork chop because those little piggies, they want to come back. They want to end their lives.
Yeah.
They want to see what's next.
And for me,
I guess that really makes I feel a lot better about eating meat now.
Yeah. Mm. And your arsehole doesn't smell as much.
I was, doesn't it? We didn't get on to that. I wish we had actually. Some bit of practical advice on that.
Well, no, but you will find that through the next coming weeks, it will really clear up. Now we've got to the root of it. It will, you know, it just...
So a lot of your problems manifests, it shows the problem through your anal stink. Yes.
How do you feel about Earth now? Do you feel...
Earth... I still think he's a bastard. I don't know, or she.
It is. It's Mother Earth. It's actually Gaia, and it is a female.
She's an arsehole.
What you've said is quite offensive to Mother Gaia when she does quite a lot for us.
Well, that was on purpose.
Mm. Okay. Well,
fella. Fella.
I'm triggered.
It's a process.
How is it, fella? Mm.
It's a process.
Yes, it's a process. And
you know, she's killing. She just killed someone then, making them. I suppose, is it Earth's fault when people fall off of things?
No.
But could Earth make the landing a bit softer?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, she does snow. Sure. She does snow, she does sand, she does sea.
Bouncy castles.
Bouncy castles, she does that. That's in her remit as well.
Bloody Earth.
Well, we've got to the bottom of it again. And do you think it's going to take a little while, you know, because he's lived so many years with this attitude that it will slowly change?
Do you know what I'm relieved
about?
Do
drink a lot of water.
I was expecting all the bloody cliches today. About, oh, it's the war, it's the PTSD, it's the army. But none of that.
No.
Just about a poor little pig.
Yeah. I'm going to walk out of here feeling pretty good. What? And when I look in another pig's eyes, when I go to one of the urban farms, and look at that guy and go, look, not me. Mm. I know you want to die.
I've just realized,
I'm not going to do it.
I just realized that earlier on when you said, oh, please don't talk about the war with me, that was almost a encouragement to ask us to talk to you about the war, wasn't it?
Mm.
I
don't like war.
I didn't
want to
get
war. I won't discuss it.
Never been to war.
No, it's a lovely place, Warsaw.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I hope we've helped.
Pleasure's mine.
Drink a lot of water. Maybe have some guilt drops. And we'll never see you again. Okay.
Hopefully we won't smell you later.
Thank you.
Cheers,
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Lovely Claire Kerr.
Like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast and review the podcast.
And only review if you're giving it 5 or above.
Or review it to give us some constructive criticism.
I'd like to see that.
But if you do review it with some constructive criticism, please leave your name and address so we can hunt you down.
Dr. Benjamin Jones.